Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, September 21st, 2009. And as always, I've got a great show lined up for you. But first, I have a few announcements. Set the date for the 4th annual Hollywood Now Love Your Body Day, set for October 24th, where Plus Model Magazine will be holding our first annual model search, where you have the chance to win a one-year contract with Brand Models and Talent, a campaign with Hips and Curves Lingerie, and the cover and an editorial of Plus Model Magazine. For more information about the event, visit loveyourbodyday.com, and for more information about the model search, visit plusmodelmag.com. Also, Jessica Savoda is going to be the first plus-size designer to grace a national catwalk in L.A. Fashion Week. She is currently looking for sponsors, so if you're interested in sponsoring her in L.A. Fashion Week, you can contact her directly at Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, at SavodaStyle.com, and that's SavodaStyle.com. Coming up later on the show will be Kier Duncan and Lise Winderman. But up first is Crystal Frazier. Crystal Frazier is the founder of a Brooklyn, New York-based fashion house which focuses on plus-size apparel. As a designer, Crystal specializes in feminine dresses with a lot of sex appeal. Casual, sophisticated separates, flattering swimsuits, and versatile cover-ups. With technical training in her background, Crystal honed her skills with organizations such as White House Black Market, Sean by Sean Combs, DKNY International, Alice and Olivia, Tommy Hilfiger, Jones Apparel, Victoria's Secret, and Abercrombie and Fitch. Those and other high-profile fashion entities have utilized Crystal's skill as a technical designer. While accumulating more than 15 years of experience, Crystal has created custom designs for women worldwide, and she has created designs for Janet Jackson, Queen Latifah, Angie Stone, Wendy Williams, and countless others in the entertainment industry. Fresh off of the hit reality show Project Runway, Crystal makes her second appearance on Plus Model Radio. So let's welcome Crystal to the show.
Hey, Shanice, how are you?
I am wonderful. So tell me, were you the first plus-size designer to ever appear on Project Runway?
I am, and it's amazing. This has really been an exciting opportunity for me.
So you being on the show was history.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was very, very determined. And, I mean, you can just see and feel my enthusiasm if you go to their website, mylifetime.com, and click on that cheesy photo of me.
Nothing wrong with that photo.
You can see how excited I was. But, you know, they had videos for this season of Project Runway Season 6. They showed the tryouts of all the designers, and you can just see I was so bubbly. I wasn't, you know, if I was nervous, I was making sure that I didn't, because I needed them to know that they needed to have a designer out there that shows, you know, plus sexy designs, or a designer that's out there, because that was going to be that was my platform. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, to submit like, to be on the show, do you have to show like your previous designs and things that you've done?
Well, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. On MyLifetime.com, Lifetime really went way out, and they did a whole thing on each one of the designers. So it's not just photographs that's up there. If you click on any designer's photo, you can see the tryout videos with Tim Gunn, and the other panel, the other judges that were judging us for the tryouts. You can see when I got accepted, when they called me. You can see when they accepted me. Also, they came and did a home visit. I mean, they really came into each designer's lifestyle to see, you know, to how they got to this particular point.
Okay.
And it was just very, very exciting to be able to delve into our backgrounds. And they also had our portfolios up. I mean, it was nice to be able to see like all of the work from like throughout the years,
mm-hmm.
and then they have like your family portraits. They had pictures of me up when I was a little girl, when I was in college. You know, they had some of my other works up there. You know, as a young girl, I mean, they really wanted to go all out, and I guess because they were changing networks from Bravo to Lifetime, they were doing something very different, and they did.
So, with your background being mostly, well, you have a background with all kind of things, but currently your latest focus has been plus size. So was that an advantage or a disadvantage with getting
on
the show?
In all honesty, you know, I don't call it plus size. I call it plus sexy.
Right.
And I, you know, in that video, you can see where, you know, I had three models. You know, I showed straight sizes, and I had like Kalia, who's a plus sexy model, and I had Christina, who's a plus sexy model, and then I had my other model, who's, you know, she was straight size. So I needed to show
them. Oh, so you had to show them you could do everything.
Absolutely, because, you know, all my life I had always worked with all sizes, shapes, and shades. So it didn't matter to me. Like, I was able to do, you know, that's how I was able to put myself through, you know, through college and to live into New York as long as I have is by custom making and making clothes for all, you know, different, various, and body types. Just the same way when BET Ripped the Runway came to me, and they were like, oh, you know, we heard you do plus size. Well, in all honesty, it wasn't just plus sizes that I did. I was always doing just any body types. No body type never intimidated me at all.
And now you just mentioned Rip the Runway. The last time you were on Plus Model Radio, you were fresh off of Rip the Runway, and now you're coming off of Project Runway under your belt. So do you feel these shows are major accomplishments for you, not only just to be on them, but because you're getting to expose the plus-size community?
Well, you know, it's amazing to me because when I first, you know, when I came to New York from my hometown of St. Louis, you know, I always had, you know, a dream and a vision. And it sometimes upsets me when I see so many of these celebrities, they turn designers. I've been a designer for so many years, and I've always wanted to make clothes for people and do the red carpet and celebrities and whatnot. So when I came here, you know, I remember when BET Ripped the Runway, when they were in their first year, and I just saw it, and I was watching it on television. I was like, wow, how exciting it would be if I could do that. And then the next thing you know, I ended up getting a call, like, you know, that following year, or maybe that second year or whatnot. And the same thing with Project Runway. I mean, I tried out for the show four times. And, I'm the type of person, I don't give up. Yeah, you know, I should have made it so much further, and, you know, I'm so proud of my accomplishments because more than 15,000 designers tried out for this season of Project Runway, and they did
right.
it very differently than they did it in the past. And, you know, to really, to not only, you know, and to be like, you know, to be a young woman designing and then to let the world know that I exist and that I'm doing clothes for plus sexy women, I had to let people know that I was out there. So I was very determined. So I'm very excited that, you know, I made it on BET's Rip the Runway, you know, twice. And, you know, I do everything really by myself. I have people that are helping me. Like, I have my good friend Simone and her husband Bobby, you know, and, you know, they help me with the website because I've come across so many shady people in the business,
right.
And they just have not, you know, they didn't do what they say that they were going to do.
They just looking for money.
Yeah, but Simone and Bobby Williams, I mean, if you look at my website now, it's you know, it's really phenomenal, and I have to thank them for it, and she models for me on the website as well. And then, you know, I have, like, Glenn DeVoe, I mean, not only a mentor and a good friend, but people that are very resourceful that can help you when you are an independent businesswoman,
right,
you know, who's out there, you know, or whatnot, and you're trying to do everything, and there's so much heartache along the way, but you have a vision. And now, you know, being on Project Runway, so many people not only know me, but they understand that, you know, people always say, oh, you know, fashion is my passion. But, you know, it really has been my passion because I have gone without paying, you know, an electric bill to purchase a fabric because you just never know. Mm-hmm. That sample that I'm making out of that fabric might just be the one that's going to get seen. And that has happened to me before, and that's how I ended up having clothing in, you know, the New York Daily News, the leather and denim Patrick skirt. I ended up on Andy Stone. I ended up on the Jay Leno show and 106 in part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's been wonderful.
So a lot of the things.
It's been hard,
to,
but it's been wonderful.
You just step out on faith on a lot of things and have to take a chance.
See, you do because, you know, last year, even when I tried out for the show, and like I said, they did it differently because this time they didn't have a call out. They did, everything was secrecy because, you know, normally Project Runway is filmed and shot, you know, right here in New York at Parsons. But this year, you know, they did it differently. They flew us out to L.A. And, of course, I'm so familiar with all of the fabric stores in New York. So, you know, of course, it was a bit challenging, but, you know, then you have this excitement. And I came through a very, very, very deep depression last year. You know, that's why, I looked at, you know, I watched the TV and I was like, wow, you know, there are some points where, you know, I look extremely heavy. But, you know, but it's okay because that's all plus sexy. Because I preach that to women. I want women to be healthy, but I want them to feel good in their own skin because every day you still need clothes that you need to feel good in and wear every
right.
day. You still got to go to the daycare, drop the kids off. You have
right.
to
Even
go to
work.
Even
if you're not where you want
to
be, you still should have confidence.
You absolutely should have confidence, Shanice, by all means. And I, you know, regardless of the fact that, you know, I tried out, you know, four times, I was extremely, like, I go by the secret. I have a board up and I have, you know, I put it on my board that, you know, one day I was going to make, you know, the show. And so many things that I put on my vision board has come true. And I'm telling you, you hear people talking about it, but I'm here to tell you that so many things come true when you really do have a vision and you follow that dream. And, you know, people sometimes say to me, you know, well, how did you, you know, take such hard criticism? Please, that was nothing to me. I had just come through depression that year. Just recently, like maybe probably just a few weeks, I had just gotten over some things or got through some things. And
mm-hmm.
this is my dream. This is my vision. I mean, I still carry such a heavy weight and load. I'm a woman. I'm very emotional,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's hard. But no matter what, I was still determined. I was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to do it, you know, and whatever.
Now, on Project Runway, was it difficult for you to design under the strenuous circumstances and maybe, you know, models you're not familiar with?
Well, you know, so the thing about it is that, you know, this is very different and it's very new. But at the same time, this is something that you've been doing every day. It's just
right.
different now. Now, you know, you have three or four cameras on you, and when they see a story
right.
developing, not only do they have these, you know, three, four cameras on you, but you're, you know, you're cutting out stuff. You got the other designers who are conversating and communicating because, they, you know, the show needs to be interesting or whatnot.
Right. But
so,
is that stressful?
Yeah, it is. Oh, my God, you're very stressful. And then you could even see, like, you know, on the third, even like the, you know, when me and Epperson got into it, you could see. And I carried that with me, unfortunately, you know, on the fourth show because I could see it in my face like the next day because I was very upset. I was very angry, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to me it just didn't have to come out. It didn't have to turn out that way. And, you know, I was very hopeful, and then it just got turned down. So, yeah, it is very stressful, you know, and then to have, you know, and then when you know that you've been doing an amazing job all your life and you have so many people that love your work and it's like, okay, now is my time to shine. And this and the same thing happened with me. You know, BET's Rip the Runway,
mm-hmm.
you know, the first in 2006. I mean, so many women were emailing me and thanking me and so glad that there was a designer out there that was making these amazing clothes or sexy clothes. And, you know, because, you know, curvy women are confident, but it messes with their confidence when they can't find clothes that are fun and fabulous like the smaller, you know,
right.
the smaller fashionistas. It really becomes a challenge. And, you know, and I tell women, like, first of all, you know, when you go shopping, make sure you know the designer clothes. And a lot of these designers that have these huge and big budgets, know that they cut smaller. So, you know, buy the appropriate size. If you're a size 14 and it's not fitting you, don't feel bad. Know that that designer probably really cut it to be a size 12. So go for that size 16 because it's going to look great on you. And, you know, you probably, you know, you become more familiar with that designer and you support that designer because you know that, those clothes are fitting your curves. And that's very, very important, is to have the appropriate size and fit for your body type.
Now, when it came down to the last episode that you appeared on, do you think the judges treated you fairly?
You tell me.
I was shocked. I watched it and I was like, no.
Wow. You know what? I knew I was going to go home because, you know, I was up against a cute straight white boy, excuse me, and a gay boy. And, you know, they hadn't been on the bottom. And I knew I was going home. And, I mean, it wasn't fair because my dress was wearable. There's no way it aged her 10 or 15 years. That was some BS. I have people stopping me in the street every day. In the street, I mean, I have all kind of people and nationalities stopping me and just saying, you know, I think you got a, you know, unfair deal. But you know what? I hold my head up high, just like I did when they told me I was off. You know, I thank them because you know what? No matter what, this was a dream. They can say what they want. You know, the one girl was totally flirting with Logan. Y'all saw a little bit, but when I tell you she had the hots for him, I was like, oh, I'm going home.
Well, do you think on the show they're looking for a winner that's like a marketable personality, kind of like American Idol, where it's more that goes into it than just your talent?
I don't know. I don't.
I mean,
know.
I don't want you to sound like a sore loser, but you know.
It's okay. You know, I don't feel like a loser. You know, I don't feel like that at all. I feel like I'm a winner because, like I said, I'm the type of person. You know, I go for it, and I've been going for it, and I won't stop. Like I said, I will reinvent myself, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I learned so much. And, yeah, like I said, I'm being one of the older designers. I was supposed to go way so much further, and I had a lot of personality on the show, and I know
right.
that, you know, I did.
But, you know, what I'm saying is sometimes the reality shows are not really about who's the most talented. It's just so much because it's for entertainment purposes.
It is for entertainment
number
purposes.
Number one.
And I was just at an event where we just had a red carpet event last Thursday for a viewing party for Project Runway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Shireen was they were teasing, you know, Shireen. And Shireen was like, they came to the room and they were like, listen, it's boring. Somebody needs to do something. So that's why they were teasing her on the last show. And she was saying, she was just talking so much, and that's when Logan said, I can't believe such a little person can talk so much. And they kept showing all these things. So they do want to, they have an audience, and they have to keep it very interesting.
Right.
But I
right.
think that it's very unfortunate. Like Corto, you know, in the All-Star Challenge, you know, she really should have won. She was supposed to win, you know, but, you know, she didn't, you know, and I don't know why, you know. I mean, I probably could say I know why, but I'm not going to say why or whatnot, but, you know, it's unfortunate, but yeah, they have to keep it, you know, very, very, very entertaining for you guys so that you can tune in each week. You know, but this
right.
cast was this was a very, very talented cast, and I'm very excited to have definitely been a part of it. And although I've tried out, you know, four times for the show and made it close before as an alternate, what timing God has, because this season has been the most anticipated season and has received the most reviews. And I mean, I'm now, you know, I always wanted to be on Essence. I mean, the day after the first show, Essence.com contacted me and did a feature.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to get in Essence for 8 years for them to do a story on me.
Right.
So this has been, you know, it is catapulting me. And I think that I'm well deserved, not to pat my own back, but in a way to pat my own back, because I want other people to know that whatever you desire in this world, whatever it is that you want, you really should go for it. And you're going to have obstacles. And, you know, people say, well, you know, when you're down and you're, you know, you were depressed, or like, how did you get through it, or how do you get over it? You don't look at the things that you don't have. You look at the things that you do have and have faith on the things that are coming this way. And I believe still that no matter what, I will be a well-rounded and well-respected, you know, fashion designer, you know.
Yeah, I hear that. Now, tell us about your new fall collection you have out right now.
I'm working on, we're trying to, in the process, my guy Bobby Williams at Simone, they're working on, you know, getting it up for me right now. But really, my biggest focus is that I'm in the process of doing something big for February Fall Fashion Week, and that's really me reinventing myself. This particular collection that's coming out probably within this next week. Bobby, if you're listening, just let me know. Simone, text me and tell me what the date is going to be. And anyway, by the time the show is over with, you got everybody can log on to qfdplussexy.com or crystalfrasesdesigns.com, and that's with a Q. And,
okay,
you know,
I was thinking of things that were up right now were the new just released things, but
unless he already quickly threw some stuff, you know, put the things up there already. I'm not sure, but you know, Bobby really is pretty fast, so I'm not sure. But I have some items that are coming up, and it's probably about, you know, 16 pieces, but the new stuff that I'm working on is something, you know, I've always wanted to make it to Bryant Park, and that's the next big venture. So I will be looking for about 35 amazing plus-size professional models, no newcomers. I need girls that are seasoned, girls that I have never worked for before, because I'm planning on doing something that has never been done by a plus-size designer. And,
okay, and those that are interested in modeling or helping you out, how can they get in touch with you?
You know, they can email me professional photos only. I only want professional pics. And I'll be posting some things as far as a casting call, because this is going to be a real strenuous one. And I will be looking for 5 straight sizes, because the collection is really going to be a big collection. It's going to be bold. It's going to be beautiful. And we're going to let the world know that we're here, that we've been here, and that we exist. So all the girls that have been out there really grinding and doing their thing, I really want them to hit me up. But, you know, I get a lot of model pics that aren't professional, or maybe they have someone in it, or maybe it's with camera phone. You know, I have so much going on. Like, I'm always traveling. I'm always, you know, BET has really put me on the map, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, people from all over, because of that, you know, people are constantly contacting me. But now Project Runway has given me the audience that I've also have been looking for, that's branching me out a little bit more.
Mm.
So I'm really looking for models that not only for print work, but really know how to strut their stuff.
Models with a universal appeal.
Yes, exactly. That's a really great way to put it, Shanice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm looking for, you know, all nationalities, and I'm going to be very picky, you know. And, you know, Gwen DeVoe is going to come on board, and she'll be helping me out with the casting, and I'm going to be getting in contact with Maddie from Plus Model Magazine, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's shown me so much love. I mean, I've been on Plus Model Magazine a couple of times this year, and I believe it was in March and then just in August.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just did an amazing article on me for September. So it really has been, you know, wonderful. It's been really great, and I'm really enjoying my moment.
Well, yeah, and you should. You deserve it, and we definitely support everything you do.
Yeah, so please, everyone, if you're interested, you know, you can go to my website, purchase something, because that helps support the cause of, you know, don't just send me a picture, purchase something, support, you know.
Right,
and I'm always,
right.
If something you feel like, and I've dropped my prices. I mean, I have had interviews with the LA Times and Examiner.com, and they're like, you know, your prices are really, really low, you know, and it's like, yeah, I know they are. She was like, I wouldn't even waste my time. And I said, because, you know, I don't really make that much money off of it at the end of the day. I really don't. And it's really about, sometimes I don't think that everything is just for myself. You know, I have a great product and I want to get it out there. And some of the garments aren't as, you know, constructed, or, you know, as tailored, I should say, because that involves so much more time and money or
mm-hmm.
whatnot. So I still try to get some really great, you know, funky, sexy clothing with some great fabrics. And, you know, my fabrics are very expensive. You know, they're running. I don't get wholesale prices because I'm not buying like a whole lot of bulk. So I'm looking for, mm-hmm. And that happens because, you know, I'm looking for sponsorships. Like, I need big sponsors,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, But it's happening, so that's great. But yeah, so models, you know, go to qfdplussexy.com, or you can Google me. I'm so easy to find now. It's crystalfrasierdesigns.com. It's Q-R-I-S-T-Y-L. I'm so easy to find now. It's amazing. So if you're interested, please, by all means, get in contact with me. You can call my office number at 212-340-1129. If you have any questions, you know, like I said, we'll be putting up an announcement as far as a casting call soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the next big thing is February Fall Fashion Week,
well,
2010, baby.
Well, keep us updated with all the things going on with you, and thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited. You know that you know you came and you asked you wanted to speak to me, and you know congratulations because I see that you're definitely growing. You know yourself with your radio blog. It's amazing.
Thank you. So keep us updated on February and continued success.
All right. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you. Bye bye. Now up next on the show is Kiki Duncan, and she is the founder of Size Revolution, LLC. And after spending several years modeling throughout the Southeast and coordinating successful events in the Charlotte area, Size Revolution was formed. Based in Charlotte, North Carolina, Size Revolution is a full-service company made up of confident, beautiful, and voluptuous women that provide fashion shows, seminars, and trade shows that develop plus-size perfection at its finest in teens and women. The latest event under their production is the Queen City Full Figure Fashion Week, and we're going to learn more about that today. Let's welcome Kier to the show. Now, hi, am I pronouncing your name right?
You are. How are you, Miss Shanique?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. I have so many questions for you.
Okay.
So, well, first, let's start off. Tell me about the Size Revolution company you have.
Size Revolution was started after traveling a lot doing fashion shows all throughout the Southeast. There weren't a lot of opportunities for plus modeling in the Charlotte area. We did have pageants and, you know, the pageant circuit.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to do is bring the opportunity to other full-figured women and teens in the Charlotte area. So I decided to create the event so that we would have quality events to go to as well as quality events to participate in. So it was just something I had, you know, I had a dream, and just like with a good dream and faith, I was able to make my dreams a reality.
And so the latest project under your Size Revolution company is Queen City Full Figure Fashion Week. Now, why do you want to create a Full Figure Fashion Week in Charlotte?
Well, the reason is that Charlotte's full figure women are really hungry for some quality clothing options. We have a few stores here and boutiques, but we really want some quality clothing. It's great to be a fashionista and have those options to really shine and have the quality wardrobe, different options, not the standard clothing that we often find in this area.
Now,
so what we've done is, go ahead.
Is your Full Figure Fashion Week affiliated with the New York Full Figure Fashion Week?
It is not. Ms. DeVoe did a great job, and because of her event, we decided that was great in New York, and we applaud her because it really brought about a lot of conversation in the full-figure community,
mm-hmm.
but it still was not reaching the Southeast. So we decided to bring about this event so that this area really took note to the full-figure community and gave us the respect and honor that we feel it deserves.
Okay, so it was not affiliated with the New York Full Figure Fashion Week, but you were inspired by it.
Yes, exactly.
So are all of your models selected for the festivities already?
They have been. We've been having practices over the last 2 months, let me step back a little bit. I actually also have a group of models that work for my company full-time, the Silhouettes of Style. But with a event at this magnitude, we did add on to models. I have about 12 models that work for me full-time, but we have about 30 that will be participating in the Queen City Full Figure Fashion Week event.
Okay, so I know the event is not that far away. It's like a week and a half. And so the website hasn't been updated with the current information. So do you have sponsors and designers yet and just haven't been able to update the website yet?
We haven't. Actually, the website will be updated in the next couple of days.
Okay.
We do have our designers, some of our designers. EGG will be a part, Envy New York, mm-hmm. Big Girls out of Atlanta, Georgia, Scarlet Plus Size Boutique here in Charlotte, La Javet Corday Fashion. We have Alicina and Company, Ashley Stewart, Torrid, and we have this awesome up-and-coming designer, Bella Floor Fashions. She does vintage jewelry and handbags that will be a part, and she will showcase as part of the event.
Okay. So let's go through your schedule of events for the week and explain to me what's going to take place at each one. So it starts off on Wednesday, September 30th, and the first thing is what happens first.
Wednesday, September 30th, we'll have the Curves and Cosmos event, which is basically a meet and greet, and it will be hosted by the Silhouettes of Style Plus Modeling Troupe. That event is just so that people can get to know us. Although we've had some events, it really gives people a chance to meet the models up close and personal. It will be hosted by the Sunset Club, which is at 1820 South Boulevard. Here in Charlotte, and it's a really upscale environment, and so everyone is free all night from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., so they can just come out and mingle. It's in the downtown Charlotte area.
Okay, and that is free to the public.
It is free to the public.
And so, all right, Wednesday is a meet and greet, then Thursday, October 1st, is?
It's Thick Thursdays at Scandalo's. It's going to be an event, entertainment, and fashion show featuring designs by La Javet Corday Fashions, as well as we will have a performance by R&B singer Giselle Grayson. She's awesome. She was formerly on tour with T.I. and T-Pain.
Okay.
We will also have spoken word artist Lena Hopkins Jackson, as well as Mariah Smith. And Lena will also have some of her artwork on display. She has a series called Sister Big Bones.
Mm-hmm.
So she will have some of her products on display for the audience, whether it's for purchase or just to get, you know, more people aware of her artistic background.
Okay, and that is a cost of $10, and tickets are available at the door only, so you can't get those tickets in advance.
No, so we're just telling people to come on by and enjoy a wonderful evening of entertainment and fashion.
Okay, so Friday, October 2nd, is a trunk show, right?
Yes, we will be having a trunk show at Scarlet Plus Size Boutique, which is over in the South Park area, at Sharon Corner Shopping Center. The cost is free. It's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we will also have several of our designers that will also be showcasing some of their collection at the boutique, as well as it gives some people in Charlotte that may not be familiar with Scarlet Plus Size Boutique a chance to come in and shop, because he usually closes a little earlier, but he's extending his hours so that some new people can be more familiar with his store and the products that they carry.
Okay, and Saturday, October 3rd, is an expo.
Yes, and it's free to the public.
Oh,
we have
wow.
a lot of, yes, it is free to the public between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., we understand that it is a recession, so we try to keep a lot of our costs really low.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be expo. We're going to have shopping. We have some great speakers.
Can you tell me some of the speakers?
We have one young lady, Sinead Storm. She's going to be talking about body image, mm-hmm. as well as doing some image consulting, showing you how to update that wardrobe. You may be, your clothes, you may not be able to shop, and we understand that in this economic time, mm-hmm. but you can update your wardrobe with some great accessories, add a belt, some jazzy earrings, you know, bangles, maybe update it with a new pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really economical ways to go about, you know, just increasing your wardrobe longevity,
mm-hmm.
By just doing a few extras to it. We also have a couple of authors that will come out and speak, as well as some of the vendors.
So the majority of your
about.
Speakers will be local personalities.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we're really trying to really get people to understand the quality of the environment we have here in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of great artists, a lot of designers. It's just that people need to be more aware of these
right.
people and these companies. So we're offering this expo, which is a Diva's Favorite Things. You come out and there's all the things that a diva would love, handbags, jewelry, lingerie, makeup. We have a lot of different vendors that are participating in this event.
Now, after that expo is over, you have a fashion show that day.
We do. This is our largest fashion show, the Silhouettes of a Woman
mm-hmm.
fashion show. We have a special guest host. We also have some giveaways. We have a celebrity DJ from one of the local radio stations here. We have some awesome, the giveaways are awesome. We have some companies that have really given us some great things to give away. So and I think that everyone that attends will really have a good time. We have some great designers, some of which I've already listed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful evening.
And so then after that fashion show, you have an after party, and the location is to be announced?
Actually, we just got confirmation of our official after party. It's going to be held at Urban Affair, which is formerly the Rustic Martini, located at 616 North Tryon Street. Again, in downtown Charlotte, they're offering drink specials throughout the night. It's free all night to attend the party, but the first 50 guests with the fashion show ticket stub will receive free VIP access.
Okay.
So, yes, so we're looking to have a great time. We also have another event scheduled on Friday night. Well, we have an event on Friday night.
Okay.
As well, it's Five Star Friday. And it's free as well at Club Allure.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just coming out, having a good time. It's going to also be hosted by the Silhouettes of Style Modeling Troupe.
And so the grand finale is Sunday, October 4th, which is your full figured finale. So is that the biggest fashion show to end the week of events?
Well, actually, Saturday is our huge fashion show. Sunday, because a lot of people are leaving out, we're still trying to, we were doing a yacht ride, but the weather is maybe too cold. So we're still trying to determine what we could do to really end the week of festivities and events.
Okay. So the finale is not necessarily a fashion show, but it's just some type of event to end the week.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now if anybody's interested in being a part of your full figured fashion week, are you still accepting designers? Are you still looking for sponsors? And let us know how we can get in contact with you or the appropriate person.
Okay. We are still currently looking for designers because, again, we would love to make this a really huge show. We have about 10 designers, and we are accepting several more. If we are also still looking for sponsors, we have some other things that they could be a part of next week if they wanted to be a sponsor. If they're interested in getting in contact with either myself or my publicist, which is Emerge PR, they can contact us at they can contact either Emerge PR or myself at 704-777-9206
okay.
or at info@QCFullFigureFashionWeek.com or info@EmergePR.com.
And again, tell us the website with all the information about the week.
Yes, if you need more information about the Queen City Full Figure Fashion Week, you can log on to www.QCFullFigureFashionWeek.com. As well as if you're interested in purchasing tickets, tickets are available at www.ez-tixx.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show and giving us the scoop on your Fashion Week, and I'm wishing you much success, and I can't
thank
wait to hear
you.
All about it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me to come on, Shanice. This is a huge honor.
Oh, well, keep me posted on everything, and good luck again.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, that is a Fooled Figured Fashion Week that is taking place in Charlotte, North Carolina. So if you're in that area, make sure you go and check out some of those events. And last but definitely not least is Lise Windishman. I have to make sure I'm pronouncing that right. With 15 years of incredible experience as Canada's top plus-size model, Lise brings her enthusiasm and zest for life to many fashion shoots, appearances, interviews, lectures, and projects. She is part of a small group of models who have enjoyed success in every genre of the business in North America, appearing in ad campaigns, editorials, posters, billboards, and television commercials, rocking high-profile catwalks, and landing a coveted cover for Mode magazine and numerous daytime variety and fashion TV appearances. Her image has appeared on packaging for such diverse products as bras, hosieries, and breakfast cereals. Thrilled to have worked with international clientele in diverse locations through Europe, Africa, and the Caribbean, as well as having lived and worked throughout North America, Lee's proudest accomplishments are the projects she created, including the phenomenal calendar in 2007 and the Walk the Catwalk project in her lecture, Rethink How You Think, all of which directly challenges society, celebrity-dominated beauty standards by demonstrating that beauty can and does exist in all sizes. So let's welcome Lise to the show.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, I really like you already because you said my last name perfectly.
Did I?
You're one of the only few, so this is great.
All right. Well, that's one point already.
Oh, it's so nice to finally meet you. I've seen your beautiful self and your beautiful energetic smile all over the internet.
Likewise.
Okay.
I have so many questions because you've done so much. So
first,
tell me, how did you get started in modeling?
Well, actually, it's an interesting story. It's probably one of those stories that you read about in the books, and then you don't meet anyone who has it, and I'm that person. I was a skinny little teenager, and I landed a job as a receptionist in a photography studio. I think I was maybe 16 or 17, and my first job was a model canceling, and they stuck me on a treadmill and cut my head off, and that was my big modeling debut. But even back then, so I got really intrigued in the fashion industry. I did another shoot for something, and I just watched, you know, the fashion world unfold before my eyes, and I decided to try to go to an agency. And I went to two agencies, and they both told me, the first one told me I was too big. They had me stand on a scale in the middle of the reception area, which I would never do that now, and you know, I wish I could go back and tell my teenage self to get off there. Don't do it. I got on, and I knew it was wrong. And he said, you know, you have to lose weight. And I just left and never went back. And I thought, that's ridiculous. And I went to another place, and they told me my lips were too small.
Really?
So I have really big lips. If any makeup artists ask me, usually, have you had Botox? No.
Right.
So to me, that was laughable. You know, I went off to university and eventually became a size 14, very happy with myself at any size.
Mm-hmm.
And I had finished university and I was in Toronto in a big shopping center downtown and got stopped by a model scout. And she asked me if I wanted to be a model, and I just laughed at her because I said, yeah, I know you want me to lose weight. Forget it. I'm happy the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, but no thank you. And she said, no, you can do plus-size modeling. And you got to remember, this was about 15 years ago. So
you didn't know anything about that, right?
I didn't even know what plus-size modeling was. It was a very, very small industry. So
mm-hmm.
when she told me, she said to me, you're perfect just the way you are. Do not lose a pound. Are you now interested? And then I said, yes. Now you have my attention.
So you were discovered.
Yeah, and I did a shoot, just like a few test shots with this person, and they sent me to an agency. I signed and did a shoot, I think, pretty much the next day.
And so from there, you've had a long and successful career in the plus modeling industry. And one of your accomplishments in 2007, you were the only plus model to appear in Toronto's Fashion Week.
Right.
And how was that?
It was really interesting. It's so great to have come this far and to make that accomplishment. I wish there were more in the show, but I was just so proud that, you know, after all these years. I have done other shows before, but it just is extra special because you think, great, they're, you know, and this one client, they were using various sizes and various different looks of models, so I was really
mm-hmm.
proud that they were being diverse on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it still bothered me because at one point I was waiting for my hair and makeup, and after all these years, you know, feeling like I've really done well and been happy in the industry, the makeup artists who were there, people I hadn't worked with before, passed me over because
really?
I was the only larger size model there. And,
so they didn't think you were a model?
Yeah.
Or they were just
being
discriminatory?
No, I don't say, you know, nothing. I wasn't going to say anything harsh to them, but I'm like, what's going on here? And
right.
So I went and talked to the person doing the check-in, and I said, excuse me, I think I'm in line here for hair makeup, and, oh, we thought you were the designer. So, I mean, you got to take it in stride, but...
Well, besides being such a successful model, you went a step further and being an entrepreneur, and you've introduced some projects. Tell me about the Walk the Catwalk project.
Well, Walk the Catwalk started. It's walkthecatwalk.com
mm-hmm.
because I started maybe 2-3 years ago. I just thought there needs to be more size diversity on the runways, not just on the runways, but in magazines, in fashion spreads, in the media. And it was basically what had happened was that in 2006, 2007, three models had died of eating-related disorders around the world. And in 2006 and 2007, it really started world discussions about, you know, the size on the runway. And everyone
mm-hmm.
kept talking about BMI. And
mm-hmm.
this was driving me crazy because they were trying to say, well, let's make standardized weight testing of models.
Right.
So if a size 2 model is not the proper BMI, she won't be on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought was, we can't do that because it'll be discriminatory towards all sizes. I don't want people to start getting weighed. Like, let's look towards being healthy, but
right.
let's stop obsessing with being on a scale.
Right.
So just getting frustrated with the answers the world was getting got me to launch Walk the Catwalk. And basically, it's a challenge to have people create bigger sample sizes because, you know, as you know, most of the models on the runways are a size 0, 2, or a 4
mm-hmm.
because the sample sizes being created fit
right.
them.
Right. Right.
And everyone else was trying to change, you know, they're saying, let's give the models better food the day of the runway show. And my thought was, how is that going to make them bigger on the runway? It's okay. Nothing was making sense.
Right.
So we put a challenge out to everybody. And basically, with my business partner, Deanne Pellini, and myself, we were telling everyone we need to rethink the foundation of fashion, because change isn't going to – it's going to come from action, but it's going to be coming from changing the ideals. So going to fashion schools and telling telling students, okay, you know what? You're only creating one sample size now, and it's a size 4 or under. Why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you stopping your size at a size 12? Why don't you go to a 14, 16 straight size? Did you ever think of going into the plus sizes?
Right.
And just trying to get people to expand their way of thinking.
So is this project something you are still currently working on? Is it a still active project?
Yeah, it's something ongoing. At first we were trying to get immediate results, and then we sort of decided this is something that has to be ongoing. So it's something I talk about in lectures. It's facts I talk about with the press and the media, and I'll talk to different editors of magazines and say, hey, you know what, why don't you, this designer is willing to make a larger sample size. Would you consider shooting a larger model in your magazine because you have a sample size now?
Right.
So it's just getting people to start thinking outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, we're also getting people to question, like, how would this make you feel is one of the sections we have. And I want people to start thinking about how the lack of clothing for certain sizes affects people. Like, for example, a plus-size woman going to buy a wedding dress. It's the most important, expensive garment she will ever wear.
Right.
And pretty much every plus-size woman I know cannot try on an actual dress in her size.
They have
she
to
might
order
have
it.
Yeah, yeah, you have to cram into something, have it stuck at the back with straps, and pretend to know what the most beautiful, expensive dress you're ever going to wear is going to look like. And then they charge you more for a bad experience. So
right.
I just want, like, you know, I want other people who maybe aren't a size 24 or a 16 to start thinking, well, I'm a size 8 woman. Gosh, I didn't know a size 16 woman or an 18 or whatever size goes through that. Why is that
mm-hmm.
so?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And so you said you speak about this project when you lecture. And when you lecture, you have a lecture called Rethink How You Think.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that really started stemming from the Walk the Catwalk, because I realized I wasn't going to make headway overnight. It was an
mm-hmm.
ongoing process. So I thought, okay, I need to start giving people the information. I started to talk to various friends of mine outside of fashion. They had no idea that the sample size dictates who we see on the runways, who we see in magazines. And I thought, okay, so I need to start talking to students. I need to start addressing this more. And I start breaking down in the lecture, you know, what we see and why, and the
mm-hmm.
images and how, and the ripple effect of these images on kids, children, women in society, body and self-esteem issues,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. And to me, it's more fulfilling, because I always say fashion has something to say. Let's say something interesting.
Right.
And and I just think there's so much emotion. There, like, if you think about people with their religious services, weddings,
mm-hmm.
christenings, baptisms, bat mitzvahs, things like that, there's always an important garment attached to it. So clothes are important.
Now, tell me the difference between Rethink How You Think and your How to Become a Model seminar. Is Rethink How You Think for anybody, whether they're trying to be a model or not?
Yeah, Rethink How You Think is basically just interpreting a fashion in the media from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to show young girls especially how they're bombarded by the media. You know, even if you pick up a magazine and every single illustration in the magazine is an ultra skinny look in an illustration. And I'm
right.
trying to show them, why are we doing that? We can, if we're not changing the sample size, we can surely draw differently.
So that one is more about self-esteem and how do you feel about
yourself.
Yeah,
it's more about self-esteem.
Okay.
And I do train models. I've trained various models throughout the years for different events. And it depends on what project I'm working on. I'll take them through various things depending on what they need to learn. Runway, because, you know, the runway, a lot of newer models don't realize that the runway walk changes constantly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it really evolves. So, you know, I show them, some people show up and they do this clippity-clop, I call it the horsey trot kind of thing from 2 years ago or 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and now it's really subdued, a very softer walk. So,
do you train just plus models or models of all size?
I train models of all size, and I just try to show them that you know, everyone's going to walk a bit differently. I tell, you know, I tell a size 2 woman if I'm showing her how to walk, or a 10 woman. You know, I said, I'm a size 14 woman. I've got bigger hips and bigger legs than you. Mm-hmm. I might walk a little differently. And we all should walk differently because our bodies are all different. But this is the general, you know, manner in which we should all walk. It's just going to be adapted a little differently for all of us.
Now, besides being a model, I read in your bio that you also did a year of improv at Second City. So
mm-hmm.
are you also interested in being an actress, or do you think that helps with your modeling as well?
Well, I actually do a lot of TV work as well. So it's, I've been doing live television for years with modeling, and the last few years I've gotten more into different, you know, along the topics, the self-esteem topics,
mm-hmm.
people will call me up and ask for my opinion. And
so you're
like
an expert commentator?
Yes. Some days I like to think that. I have them thinking that, so it's all good. Yeah, but you know what? I always tell people it's so good to take improv.
Yes.
Especially if you've taken improv and you're on a runway and your shoe falls off, you're so calm, you don't care.
Right.
I tell so many models, if you want something fun to do for a couple months, take an improv class, and it will relax you so much because it forces you not to think,
mm-hmm.
and you just have to react. It's really, really helpful
mm-hmm.
and fun.
And another thing you do besides improv, you have a holistic lifestyle, and is this Reiki? Am I pronouncing that right?
Oh, Reiki.
Reiki. Okay,
yeah,
tell me about that.
Well, I do Reiki and reconnective healing, and they're just basically energy work that you do because I eat really well. I just think it's really important. I'm not a big junk food eater. I will have my popcorn when I go to the theater, of course, but I just really believe in a holistic lifestyle. So, you know, I'll work out, I'll do yoga class, I meditate a lot, and Reiki and reconnective healing are just really great practices. Cause
is that like a form of yoga?
No, it's kind of like an energy. Reiki, you can do hands-on or hands-off energy work on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So not a massage,
okay.
But it's basically helping someone with energy work with your hands.
Mm, okay, some interesting facts that some people probably don't know about you.
Yeah, there you go.
So
yeah.
out of all of your accomplishments, what are you most proud of?
Gosh. You know what? I'm proud of the fact that I've watched the evolution of this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like having been in it for 15 years, I feel like I really helped pave the way for a lot of
mm-hmm.
people today.
Mm-hmm.
Not just me, but a lot of other people that are still in the business. Because I think we really, not fought, I don't want to say fought, but we really tried to make a difference in the industry. And we really had to stand up for ourselves when we first started. And I'm just really proud of how far the industry has come. Because
right.
when I started, nobody knew what a plus-size model was. And now I don't have to go to anybody and explain it. I can just say, I'm a model. I don't have to say I'm a plus-size model. I can just say I'm a model, and it's accepted that any
wow.
size can be a model, which is great.
Yeah.
Because I really don't think we need – like, I'm so proud of my curves, don't get me wrong, and the plus-size
mm-hmm.
community, of course. But I just love the fact that you don't have to – I don't have to explain myself.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, you know –
What about the scene in the U.S. compared to Canada as far as plus size goes in the industry? Do you think, because in the U.S. we always complain that we don't have a lot and, you know, we need to change, but I found that we're a lot further than some other places. So,
well, you are, you know, the States is such a huge plus size community. It's such a, there's so many more stores in the U.S. than Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We have some great stores here. As far as plus-size modeling, a plus-size model in Canada couldn't make a living just modeling here.
Oh,
it's
you
really,
could?
No, you really need to work in the States and Canada.
Because this is not enough clients in Canada alone?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know how many Americans, I think it's, what, over 250 million now, and I think Canada is over 30 million, we don't have the population that the U.S. does. For the stores, but we have some great stores De Chanel, Pennington's, MXM, Voluptuous is a great store, Laura. I just recently actually started blogging for Lulu magazine, which has a great 14-plus community that it's building up online.
Okay.
And if anyone wants to know about really great fashions, it doesn't have to be from Canada, they're just fashion tips. It's a wonderful site. And they also have a plus-size magazine that they put out 4 times a year. And you can, if you go to lulumagazine.com,
mm-hmm.
you'll find the 14-plus site within that.
So is it in print or is it online?
Well, it's a virtual online magazine, and it's amazing
okay.
because it's the only plus-size magazine on the market right now in North America.
Okay.
And it's about 30 pages, but it's just, it's nice to see high-quality work from a Canadian company, too, which is really nice.
And that's also a company that you model for as well?
Well, yeah, I've modeled. Actually, if you go in the magazine, I have one picture and then a little blurb about the blog that I do in there. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's really nice. They've done a really good job with it.
And so is there anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Yes, actually, I was interviewed for the November Glamour issue. They're going to be doing, I'm sure you heard in the U.S. about the Lizzie Miller, the model on page 194 in the September
yes.
Glamour. Yeah.
Yes.
So they're doing a big follow-up article in November. So all about, I believe, they're going to have some plus-size models in the editorials
mm-hmm.
and some stories about why the sample sizes, like why aren't there more plus-size models in print. So I think everyone would be really fascinated to read that.
Oh.
Well, I hope my quote makes it in, so we'll see.
Well, I hope so, too. I hope every plus size that they interview makes it in. The
mm-hmm,
more, the better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so tell us your official website where we can keep up with you and what you have going on.
Yeah, my website is leisweb.com, LIISweb.com. And I just redid it. I'm really happy with it. And I would love it if people could drop in. I have a few questionnaires on there, so if anyone would love to fill them out. I'm trying to get as much information from people about size issues and shopping and just trying to get, you know, as much feedback from as many different states and provinces as I can. And I can also – and it's just really fun. There's really fun information on there that I think people find interesting.
Well, awesome. We're definitely going to keep up with all that you do. You have so many things to talk about. We couldn't fit it in this short interview, so we have to go to the website to read about everything you're
yeah.
doing.
Can I just want to say one thing. There's somebody out there that has the best blog right now, curvesmart.blogspot.com. I
mm-hmm.
love it. I'm telling every curvy woman to go there. It's all the world's best curvy editorials over a size 10. It's a brilliant website.
Okay.
And it's such a fountain of information for new models especially.
Okay.
I just found it recently, and I've been telling everyone about it. So.
All right. We're definitely going to have to check that out, too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure to interview you, and thanks so much for all that you do in the Plus community.
Oh, well, thank you, too, and it's such a pleasure to finally meet you.
Yeah, meet me over the
phone. Because I know you're busy. I see you're busy all the time. So I see what you're doing on the Internet, and it's great.
Well, hopefully we can connect in the future on some
Perfect.
Things.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you again.
Thanks so much.
And bye-bye.
Bye.
And thank you to all of our fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next time, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. Interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, or have comments? Email us at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio fan page on Facebook. For more information about our show, go to our website at plusmodelmag.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis, and thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.